Hi, Gerard, you there?
Yes, I am, Doctor. Thanks for your time today.
Well, thanks for hanging on there, sir.
Something you said last week prompted this call.
Uh-oh, what'd I do now?
I've been to an internal medicine doc and to a neurologist and a pulmonologist, and what they're telling me is I have an idiopathic phrenic nerve blockage. And
okay.
Last week you said something about some treatments, I thought, that would maybe bring life back to some nerve conditions.
Possibly,
and I
sir,
thought I'd
possibly.
Just check with you and see if you had any thoughts on this.
Well, yeah, I do. But then again, I got thoughts on a lot of stuff, and I hope most of them are accurate.
Okay.
Let's see, what's this partial paralysis doing to you, sir?
Decreased lung capacity.
Okay. And that's as far as it goes, I hope?
It's as far as it goes.
Okay. Well, a couple, three things.
I'm a musician, and
uh-huh.
I find out I cannot hold a note out as long as the player's next to me, and if I'm singing, I don't have the lung capacity.
Gotcha. And that's been for how long?
Well, I don't know. They're saying they looked at a previous CAT scan back to 2011.
Uh-huh.
Nobody picked up on it then. It was only picked up on this year.
Okay. They found it on the CAT scan?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You ever been whacked in the head, sir, when you were a little kid, when you were a teenager, when you were a football player, any of those things?
Nothing that I know of. Probably slapped up alongside the head a couple of times, but... That's a whole
okay.
different problem.
Yeah, I see. I understand, sir. Okay. Well, one thought is that if we have been whacked in the head, one of the very common consequences is a misalignment of the upper two cervical vertebrae called the atlas and axis. And that misalignment can put pressure on anything in the body except inside the skull, because all of the nerves that go from the brain to the rest of the body have to go through that little hole in the bottom of the skull that we've all admired at Halloween. And that's a whole bunch of nerves, and they all have to jam themselves through there. And sticking up right through the middle of them is this thing called the axis vertebrae. And if that's misaligned, I'm sorry, it usually presses on something. It could bother a person anywhere from their toes all the way up to their phrenic nerve. So as part of your investigation, and I'm not saying you have this, I am not, but I'm saying as part of your investigation, you need to check and find out whether you do have that, sir. Because
I've actually been to a chiropractor who specializes in atlas orthogonal alignment.
Oh, good. Good for you. And you don't have any problems there. Is that true?
None that he knows of.
Good, good. Okay, well, let's move on to the next thing then, but I'm glad you've been there. Sounds like you've been doing your research, and for what it's worth, anybody else who's got a nerve problem they can't understand, and if they haven't been to one of those type of chiropractors, it's worth it at least to find out if it's there or not. Okay, let's go on to other things. There's some research from the early 1980s, and in this research, it was mostly done with experimental animals. And what was proven, and I do mean proven, I'm not kidding, is that it's possible to cut an animal's spinal cord in half and then have that spinal cord sliced in half regenerate. I am not kidding. Once again, I've got the publications. There they were in the medical journal in the early 1980s. I forget whether it was 80 or 81 or 82, but there it was. Now, as a side note to that, the authors reported on two paraplegic men, paralyzed from the neck down. They told us about them in the initial report. They also added an addendum that was a few months after they started their treatment. Both of those guys were up walking on crutches a few months later. And once again, I am not kidding. The researchers actually, with experimental animals, where they cut the spinal cord, and then after the animals were walking again, they biopsied the spinal cord, and they showed new nerve fibers growing right across the spinal cord. So what the stuff is, it's called HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin. You will never hear this from the medical mainstream because you can't patent this stuff. You simply can't. We all took a bath in it when we were inside of mom, though, for 9 months, if we stayed there for 9 months. And it has never harmed anybody. It's been found, Well, for example, two guys volunteered to take an enormous dose, 150,000 units, one of them, and 100,000 units, the other, all at once, and they just kind of sat there and looked at the researchers, but nothing went bad. Only problem with the HCG, sir, is it's got this reputation of, oh, that's the HCG diet plan. Well, duh, any natural substance can do a whole bunch of stuff for us, and HCG itself. The reason the researchers went after it back in the early 1980s is they had noticed that the peak in HCG production when mom's gestating is at the very time the nervous system develops. And they thought, gee, it must be good for the nervous system. Yes, it does a lot of other things too, but it must be good for the nervous system. So they tried it, and there we are. Okay, the other problem with HCG is called FDA. They have put so blinking many restrictions on compounding pharmacies. I could go on and on about the literally hundreds of thousands of dollars more it costs compounding pharmacies to do business because of all these FDA regs, which is the point, by the way, is to put them out of business. They're doing it by death by a thousand cuts, which you've heard of, I'm sure. But the price of HCG has gone up, up, up. And no, it's not out of sight yet, but it's considerably higher than it was just a couple, 3 years ago. It's the same stuff. Even so, you might consult with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, because once you buy the stuff, you can give it to yourself at home. It's not as if you have to go back to the doctor for shots all the time. It's as safe as a B12 shot, and a person can give it to themselves and see if it helps them any. Okay, that's not all. That's one thing.
Well, let me one quick clarification. Is that
yes, sir.
HCG, Harry, Charlie, George?
No, my fault. I mumbled. It's H for human, C, just one C, for chorionic, which is spelled C-H-O-R-I-O-N-I-C, and then gonadotropin, which is a G, so H-C-G, and gonadotropin is G-O-N-A-D-T-R-O-P-H-I-N, and the research on that, like I say, it exists on how it can help to people to recover from paraplegia, at least to the point where they get up to walking on crutches. They were not walking by themselves, but before they were paraplegic. Okay, get on to a couple of other things, sir. There are some things that stimulate the formation of new nerve cells, and that are once again proven, that are have not been researched as the HCG was to get people back up and walking again, but still the fact that they stimulate the formation of new nerve cells is flat out proven, and those are lithium, and it'll do that in low doses, and you can find this stuff in the natural food stores, the Tomoth dispensary, the compounding pharmacies. It comes in a 5 or a 10 or a 20 milligram, and we never want to go above 20 without working with a doctor for sure on that. And the other thing is an amino acid called taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E, and that one also has been proven to help regenerate neurons. And then one other thing, sir. There's some stuff we've all heard of called omega-3 fatty acids, and that happens to stimulate some of the nerve stem cells to turn into new nerve cells. So there's some three things that you could consider. The HCG has, as I said, the solid research with the biopsies and stuff, but the taurine, and that's after severe nerve damage. The lithium and the taurine have also been found to stimulate the growth of new neurons, and they didn't do research on repairing old ones, which
the HCG
did.
So would a visit to one of your folks help me sort through all of this?
Yes, sir. We all know about this stuff. We have doctors meeting once a week, and we discuss all this kind of stuff.
Okay. Maybe that's the best thing for me to do then.
Well, I'd certainly take a shot at it, sir, and particularly if you're a singer. Yeah, and of course, if we want to breathe better, but if you're a singer and want to see if you can do anything to get the voice back, I'd give it a try.
And real quickly, if I may, you had a doctor, I think Nelson, talking about shots in the knees, and I'm wondering if there are any stem cell shots.
Is there any
good paper you could refer me to?
Would that be for osteoarthritis, sir?
Yeah, and yes.
Okay, sir.
I think he was an orthopedic doc.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Well, that wasn't on this program, though. But let me tell you, stem cells are very, very good for a lot of things. But they're also pricey. Now, if there's no alternative, fine, do it, because they're good and they rarely do harm. Stem cells do help things. But, sir, for osteoarthritis, the cause of it appears to be that the mitochondria inside the cartilage cells, this is research, sir, not me, mitochondria inside the cartilage cells are starting to not make as much energy as they did when we were younger, and therefore the cartilage cells can't maintain themselves, and therefore the cartilage cells start to break down. Now, the mitochondria can be rejuvenated, and I am not at all kidding. I've been watching it happen for years by having people take niacinamide, an inexpensive B vitamin you'll find in every natural food store, compounding pharmacy, etc. And that niacinamide stimulates the what's called mitochondrial complex 1 to make more energy, and guess what? The cartilage cells stop deteriorating. Sir, I have worked with people who have bone-on-bone arthritis and have told they are going to need knee surgery soon. And 10 years later, they hadn't had it. Why? Because they got themselves onto niacinamide. And I did not make this all up. We all owe a great debt to Dr. William Kaufman, who conducted a 9-year study of 450-some people with osteoarthritis in the 1940s, sir. And all of them, regained a lot of joint motion, and since I picked up his book in the 1970s, nobody's had to have joint surgery. They just start their niacinamide. It is a high dose, but it doesn't hurt anything, and it works, sir. It just stops the whole problem.
Great.
So
it's great to hear. Thanks, and it sounds a lot cheaper than the stem cell therapy.
It is. Talk to one of our two home clinic doctors. They've known about this one for years, the niacinamide and the arthritis. Okay.
Great. Thank you for the help on both those things.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling.